Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us. Joining us in the studio today is Miss 5000 Watts. Thank you so much for being on the
Hello.
Show.
Hello. Kind of in the studio.
Yes. Yeah. And the two co-hosts, Fran Mirabella and CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Hey, Guardians.
Hey, everybody. So, what are we going to talk about on today's show? Well, a little topic. Warmind was announced recently. It is the new expansion releasing May 8th. We're going to get right into that. We're also going to talk about the developer roadmap, which was released, and some big changes coming to the PvP space in Destiny 2. Let's get right into it. I want to talk about Warmind, and what was your reaction, Watts?
So Warmind, I think we kind of knew what it was generally going to be about. There's been a lot of leaks. You know, we heard about May 8th and then people were expecting it to be not called Warmind. I think a lot of people, when they heard the name, they were like, really, just Warmind?
It's the not Red like Cabal,
Mars,
the Red expansion. Of the soul of the, I don't know what people were expecting, but people heard Warmind and they were kind of like, oh, okay. But, I'm excited. I love the Warmind. I think that the story of Warminds in general is really exciting. So I'm excited for it. I'm definitely excited.
Shout out to the design of the one image that we have right now. Looks absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Art on Destiny is absolutely great. Yep. What was your reaction, Fran?
Yeah, that's. I was having flashbacks of when they revealed Wrath of the Machine and Rise of Iron and that whole expansion, but specifically when you saw the Wrath of the Machine in raid image, it has that very centered, high-tech. There's no Siva in this one that we can see yet, but I've always loved that diamond shape, for lack of a better way to put it, but also it
that's
seems
where
to...
That's the secret was in Wrath.
Yeah, allude to the raid lair, and so the look of it just looks cool. But yeah, I've always loved the Warmind, and obviously in the first, you know, Cosmodrone mission where you meet Rasputin and all that underground, I believe that's where you... Madam, it's such a cool mission where you go in that same diamond tunnel and go underneath. I hope it's got vibes of that because I'm excited for that.
Definitely. It's May 8th. We're getting a stream on April 24th. CJ, what did you think of the reveal?
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, I will say it feels a little bit low key in comparison to previous reveals. I mean, I think a combination of just knowing that it was coming and seeing the roadmap kind of took away that in a way, but I'm excited. Like the artwork looks cool and PvE content. We need some PvE content.
I mean,
like,
you make a good point. You bought it like 8 months ago.
Yes.
So almost a year ago you bought it, actually.
You knew it was coming. Yeah.
But, all right. Time for me to be negative. I like it. I like the art design. I'm glad we're getting new content. I'm concerned that we're going to burn through it very quickly like we have in the past. It does sound like the PvE designers are working on some ways to make it take longer. Mm-hmm. But in addition to those concerns that I have that, you know, we burn through this content. We eat it up. We'll be done in like a week. Will we have consumed everything? Are they going to do – they'll probably do a staggered release of the raid lair, but then people will consume that quickly. And I'm worried we'll see a spike and then a quick drop.
Right. But what's your context for that? Is it Curse or is it all of Destiny through the ages?
All of Destiny. Like that's just kind of how the expansions go. But especially with Destiny 2, there's less – there's fewer mysteries to solve. Mm. And they're working on that, but will it be ready for May 8th? And Watts, what do you think about that?
So I heard from Christopher Barrett that there's going to be mysteries in this coming DLC. Okay. He specifically said that mysteries are coming. And I think you're completely right that that is the one big thing that's really missing. In Destiny 1, there were, you know, you had the Black Spindle mission that came out and everyone was like, whoa, there's this thing that we found that we had no idea was here before. And then when people opened the big cube triangle thing in the raid and we started Outbreak Prime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. And that's what we need. You know, I want to go to sleep and wake up and see Twitter being bombarded with, oh my gosh, we found this thing. this thing is here. It's a secret. I loaded up the Nightfall and there was a secret thing. I want that so bad.
Totally agree. That's exactly what I want. Do you think Destiny 2 is going to be able to recapture the magic that Destiny 1 had with this expansion?
Space magic. That's what we need. We need more space magic just across the board. I think that Bungie knows that that's something that people really want. I think that's something that was exciting about Destiny is this mystery, this space magic mystery. And I think they can do it. I mean, I hope they do. That's what I really want. I don't just want everything to be ghost here, get a token, turn it into vendor, get armor. I want to solve things. I want bounties that I can go on a mission. I know what I'm working towards. And then, of course, I want the surprises. So I think they need to give us that because we haven't really experienced any of that. Even with the exotic quest lines, it was all kind of telegraph, right? You finish the story and then, you get to do this exotic quest line to get an exotic weapon. I want to stumble across things. Yeah, but I
totally agree. Do you guys have those concerns or any notes?
Yeah, bounties was mentioned actually, not in the May 8th, but later on. So I don't know what that's going to do, but I hope it will be something maybe from a questline standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that stuff down the road. I mean, I agree with the secret stuff. Those moments are so special to the community.
Yeah.
It's, I think, what powers us and, wakes us up and inspires us to keep playing. But I think where we're at an interesting spot is a lot of stuff is coming together on May 8th, right? Like, and yeah, I'm tempering my expectations, but I'm excited because they're going to change the exotic sandbox, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to give us seasonal vendor progression. So they're hopefully changing some of this token grind on faction rallies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that coming together, plus the weapon balance changes, plus, I don't know how much we're talking about. They're changing the PvE balance. That was the biggest part of the update for me this week was, hey, by the way, do you remember the question marks underneath the Cosmodrone that you stumbled on the Hive? Yep. And we're going to bring this 40 to 50 level change that you're going to be afraid of some of these big folks. And it's going to take a grind to get back on their level. So they mention it outright. They said it's going to be closer to Destiny in feel. That's their goal. So my point is I'm excited that it's not just the content because Curse definitely has me afraid that Curse of Osiris has me afraid that they just didn't have enough time.
Yeah.
There's maybe not going to be all these missions and strikes that I love. I hope there is. But what I do see are things are coming together and that is very different than what we experienced with Curse of Osiris. Mm-hmm. Chaos. It was something at the time we didn't even understand in full, like what happened to the experience. Yeah. Curse comes out, not enough content. We are in a much different space now. Masterworks, all these things coming together. So I'm really excited on that front. Just chasing a new weapon that is a whole brand new level to beat a whole new level of enemies. I'm excited on that front.
I'm just trying to temper my expectations because, you know, they've kind of done this. They hype stuff up. They're in PR mode right now. They're hyping it up. Mm-hmm. I hope it's great. I want it to be great.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, Destin, don't get too excited again. Don't be hyperbolic because, like, Curse of Osiris was a letdown for me. And I'm hoping that this changes that.
We haven't seen any of it really yet. You know? So it's hard to say.
I hope it does a little bit of the thing that you kind of mentioned in the review of Curse of Osiris, where it's not isolated to just whatever the new DLC is. I hope like the way Dark Below was, where it impacts the rest of the world. So it gives you a reason to go back into other areas of Destiny, not just in the Mars area.
And to help make your point, there are some things that they clarify. New campaign, new destination rewards, new raid layer, crystal maps, new legend. Legendary and exotic gear.
Yep.
That is what they say for the purchase of the expansion will include. And then there's stuff available to everybody. One of the things they are changing is Crucible maps will be available to basically anyone that owns Destiny.
That was fascinating. Good.
And I was like, oh man, this is great news. How low is their player population they had to do this? That was my concern. I'm like, they're spinning it like, hey, we're doing this great thing for the community. I'm like, oh no, is the player population that low?
Well, yeah, it is. It's very hard to match, especially on PC, but it's the right move. I mean, at this point, I don't even care what reason it's for. It's a great move.
Yeah.
I hope that they can continue that path for years to come.
That's just how it should be, in my opinion.
So every player, gets access to those maps. Mm-hmm. For private matches, though, you are going to need to own the content if you want to set up for those maps.
Which is odd.
It is.
It's odd to me. Yeah. Why do you need it for private, but you can just play it randomly if you get it?
Yeah.
It's strange to me.
I mean, at least they're allowing you to jump into any mode playing with anybody, which is mostly what people do. They're going to test stuff out in PvE and bring it into PvP. So at least you can do that because before you had, you have what we have now, where you're splitting the community even in the search modes. It's like, who's using the old one to search when you're playing PvP. You're not. So you might as well just like lump them together.
Yeah. So they're doing this nice thing for the community. I'm wondering, does this mean that we're going to get rid of, what's her name?
Eris?
Eververse.
Now, Eververse.
Eververse gone.
No.
That's going away. Unlikely. They're just going to burn that to the ground. Or are they going to revamp it maybe for the expansion? And, what else do people not like?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Eververse.
The shaders. The shaders.
Well, wait, before we get to what do you think of the
well, that's what I was going to allude to.
Yeah.
Watts, what do you think?
So the Crucible map thing is so good. Cause when was the last time you played the Crucible Osiris maps? Like, I think I loaded it up. I played in that playlist for, I don't know, like a few games, but then after a while, I'm like, okay, I want to go back into regular quick play.
Totally agree.
And then I never see those maps. Those maps that, you know, I paid for, I actually just never see them. So I think that this is going to be a way for me and everyone, whether you bought it or not, to actually just enjoy the maps that have been put into the game. Because at the moment, we just never see them.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great change.
And it also helps activities like trials and stuff too, where they don't need to be confined to, hey, these are just, you know, the maps that we have to have people, you know, play because
next step, cross-platform. Cross-platform play.
That would be so good.
Progress.
Fortnite's been doing it. Fortnite's been doing it like lightly. Of course, Xbox and PlayStation can't play together. But come on. They're paving the way for the rest of the industry, right?
You can't do that at the 30 frame, 60 frame disparity. I think that's a big problem when Fortnite was able to solve for that. But putting that aside, I think progression I would just love to see.
Yeah.
Like I would love to bring my progression to PS4 or go to PC and back and forth. It would be awesome.
And Xbox hop around.
I've seen a lot of people say, within the context of even the consoles, it'd be nice if PvP could run at 60 on console.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Sure would.
Yeah. Like Fortnite does it right now. Well, I know, but do you know what I mean? It's like
I'll put on my Reddit hat. Oh, Fortnite.
Well,
yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
it's so easy.
Like, yeah. I don't think actually in reality. No, I know that PvE could actually run at 60 on consoles. Like, I don't think that's like it's a reason it's a limitation. But I think there's a chance maybe that Crucible could, but will they split, you know, would they split that player base to do that?
Really good point, CJ. We do know what is coming because we have a developer roadmap, so I'll go over that really quick. My initial thought is that it looks a little sparse, but here's what we got coming up. Season 3 starting May 8th, seasonal Crucible rankings, private matches, multi-emote, finally. Vault space increase, not fixed yet, but we're going to need that space for the new weapons. Seasonal vendor progression, exotic weapon sandbox changes, heroic strike modifiers, nightfall challenge cards. That is on May 8th. And then we get an update, summer. And Summer says, new seasonal events, faction rally improvements, bounties?
Yeah.
What's that for? PC clan chat. Yay.
Yeah.
It's called Discord right now. I wonder what they'll call
it. It'd be nice to be in the game, though. It would be nice.
Yeah. And then eventually, exotic armor sandbox changes. And then we get an update in September, which gear collections, records, weapon slot changes, weapon randomization, and more. So this is great. I'm a little worried about it. Watts, let's get your reaction first.
So the May 8th is, I think that's all great. That feels a little more fleshed out, which makes sense because that's something that is already pretty much ready and coming out. The summer new seasonal event. Great. What is that? No idea. Bounties. Great. What does that do? We know stuff that's coming, but we don't necessarily know what any of that means. Like records. What does that mean? Is that Grimoire in game? Does that mean a record book? It could go any kind of direction. Yeah. But all of this stuff looks really good. Like PC clan chat is something that we needed from the beginning to be able to talk to our clan.
Totally.
New seasonal event is great because the more special events we have, you know, the better. And then weapon slot changes, very exciting. Weapon randomization, we of course don't know exactly what that means. But I'm excited.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It all looks good. There's nothing in here that I've seen. Yes, that would be great. There's nothing that I've seen in here that I'm like, wow, no, don't like it. It's just like you said, it's not very specific as to what is happening.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. It looks sparse to me. And the concern is we know how the community is. We devour this content. So May it's going to hit. We'll be done by May 21st. And then next thing, summer. That is a big gap in time before that we get our next thing. And summer looks pretty light. I don't know what the seasonal event's going to be, but in the past it's been something like the Dawning, you know? So it'll be something kind of cool to check out. And then September, probably – we know it's a major expansion drop. That's all we really know about September. But, I just hope that they flesh out this roadmap a little bit more soon.
I think you can expect to see changes between summer and this 1.2 update, you know, reactions to how the exotic weapons are balanced. And I hope and don't think we'll have to wait until, you know, summer, September, too late for them to adjust that. But meaning without them rolling out 1.2, I think it's hard to put stuff in between, right? Like, do they need to fix the PvE balance? Do they need to fix exotics? So hopefully that we will continue to see tuning and not just like, well, here's the drop 1.2. Now we're really working on this big update for September.
Yeah.
But I would say history tells us buckle in, because summer is just slower. This is the last big update. This is the one we bought a year ago. We know the last raid lair we're going to get for now. I really hope, all these additions are worth it, but we'll see. But what I will say is we went from a Destiny 1 experience that this is what we saw on the roadmap to this.
Yeah. Yes. So
we lost the close-up on that one. That's okay. It was for emphasizing. But we have stuff on the paper now.
Yeah.
And on that front, I still am very happy that we're seeing into the future, and it's, and I don't want to discourage them. It's better to know weapon randomization is something, and their goal is to address custom loadouts as well as they said mods might play into that. That's something to chew on.
They're like, all right, look, in September we're relaunching the weapon system is what it sounds like. We're changing it up. Weapon randomization, this sounds like random rolls to me.
Right.
It's not going to be the same. They're changing it in some respect. That's what I think is going to happen. And slot changes, they're changing up the weapon slots because it's not working.
Right. But something's happening, and that's better than when nothing was happening.
Totally agree. CJ. Yeah.
But we do not know, and that's the thing. Like, weapon randomization, it's really weird that they're choosing that language versus weapon rolls. Yeah. So, because that's what we've always called it. So I don't know if it means, are there going to be multiple different abilities or different snipers in the primary, secondary, and power slot now? Or is there, like, I mean, who knows what that means?
Here, I just imagine them all in a room, and they're just like, all right, there's five of us here. We can't really call it random rolls because it's not random rolls.
It's not
like,
the same.
How can we tease it? It's not quite the same. And, what do you think it's going to be, Watts?
Oh man, weapon randomization, I'm not really sure. I've kind of talked about it with, on DCP, we talked about it a little bit, and we discussed that it's not going to just be, it drops and this is the role that the weapon has. We were maybe talking about having a weapon drop and it's got different mod slots available to it. So maybe a weapon can drop and it's got a tier one mod slot, and then a weapon could drop and it's got a tier two mod slot, and each of the mod slots go up in tier and they can be more impactful on the weapon.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to just be random rolls. I don't think it's going to be that. But I would love for them to include the mods into it somehow to make this mod system be something that's impactful in the game, because they got to do something with the mods.
Yeah, I totally agree. CJ?
Because these systems, like, you know, Sean and I had this discussion once off camera a little bit that we published. The randomization of weapons, it just felt like there was too many weapons that were created that nobody cared about. Like, it always ended up being about 2 to 3 ideal perks, whether it was Firefly or Hidden Hand or range that you were searching for. So I do hope that, you know, there's a little bit more customization that is, you know, pared down and scaled down. So if it is like a randomized thing, you don't feel like, oh, okay, well, yeah, they've spent the time to create 50 different perks, but you're only searching for 3 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. In addition, they talked about Prestige Raid, and here's a quote from the blog. We also want to bring back those exciting moments when you acquire the perfect weapon. To make this happen, updates like weapon randomization, weapon slot changes, gear collections, and records will be delivered to all players. All players. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting this. It's not going to be like an expansion tied thing.
Yeah.
And that's going to be positive for the overall growth of the game. So, developer roadmap, you guys seem pretty just like, yeah, whatever. It's a roadmap.
Well, I mean, it's good. I think the challenge with the roadmap, though, what it does is it does take away some of your excitement because you're anticipating what's happening. So, but it's the challenge. It's what people are asking for. So that's good. But then I think that's the side effect. Okay.
I got an idea real fast. What is the thing on the roadmap that you are most excited for? Starting with Watts on the roadmap, what is the one thing you're most excited for and why?
Ooh, oh boy.
On the spot.
I got mine. I'm so
probably weapon slot changes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because they've said that they're not going to just go back to the old system.
Right.
So it's going to be a new system. It's not what we had. It's not what we have. So I'm excited to know what that is. And they've spoken about giving players more choice over their loadouts. Mm-hmm. So that really excites me. I'm kind of leaning more towards it being like a point system or something, like let you use whatever gun in whatever slot. But I don't know how they're going to balance that, but that would be something different. So that's what I'm excited about, because it's something completely different that we're getting for weapon slots.
Little pick 10 system from Black Ops. Maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You guys brought that up last night. They triggered Colin. They were so upset. Maybe, and as we go around, maybe if she already picked something you're excited about, pick something else.
What do you got, Fran?
I should have limited the question. I realized everybody's going to be most excited about September stuff. That actually is true. I'm going to dial mine back a little bit to just the upcoming update. And that was what I was looking through. Mm-hmm. Like Nightfall cards, modifiers, cool, all that's great. But I'm actually really excited for the exotic weapon sandbox changes because presumably with the expansion, we will get some new exotics. Mm-hmm. So on both fronts, I'm looking forward to using Sunshot again, hopefully in a way where you're like, wow, it's awesome. Yeah. Like I like the flourishes that they put on Dragonfly now, and I can't wait to see how Sunshot looks and also plays. But I'm just hoping that our exotics get tuned in a way that we get some true power back, but that we introduce that chase, because I'm chasing.
Yeah.
I got it. I got the Nightfall hand cannon. I got the sniper.
You've been chasing all the rewards. Did you get the ghost?
Oh,
I didn't get the ghost.
You didn't have the wherewithal to grind
it
out.
There wasn't enough perks on that.
But he got the hand cannon.
Ghosts
last
are
night.
Not. They're not cool enough, frankly. You just don't see them.
Unlike Teddy, who grinded 46 rounds and didn't get it.
But where I'm going with this is it has been really rewarding, even though I'm playing like a strike, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm tired of shooting these people in this long, tree of probability strike. But I'm enjoying it because when I finally got the guns, the DFA hand cannon, which is the better devils, as they call it. It was super exciting, and I can't wait, hopefully, to get that back with exotics. I think that potential's there. So that's why I'm excited. Fingers crossed.
Hearing that there's good moments like that to come back to is great.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm saving mine for later.
See, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure we don't know what it's about.
Yeah, exactly. I think I know. Bounties for me. I lamented on that going away and it just being challenges.
It gave you a reason to sign in every week, go to locations that you haven't gone to in a while and do something there. It was fun. It was a way to kind of communicate with your friends.
Yeah. In multiple different areas, like PVE and PVP. Even before the end of Destiny.
You had Shaxx bounties.
That's right. You had Shaxx bounties. You had Quartermaster bounties. You had, the old, what was the last DLC? The Rise of Iron bounties from him. Like, so there's there's a bunch of different things to do in a bunch of areas. So I hope there's stuff like that where, I think, again, randomization of armor and roles would help that a little bit.
Because it's part of the reason you do it.
And so if they somehow tie that to do so many bounties and maybe you get an exotic quest to drop or maybe an exotic drops from doing certain bounties, the word bounties, I don't know how it's going to be implemented, but I did not really care for challenges. A, because you didn't know when they were happening. You had to pull up them in the middle of the match.
You can't see them until you load in.
Can't see them until you load in. There's a bunch of things that I didn't like. I understand why they did it, but for bounties to come back, you know, pick the ones that you want to do, double up. Maybe, different missions and quests. I'm excited to see bounties return.
For me, it's easy. I'll put my finger right on it. The one that says September and then and more.
Okay.
September and then and more.
And more.
Is on there because most of this stuff sounds like Destiny 1 things that we have before. I want to see how they innovate by fall. So they're fixing the game through September, right? They're getting it to a place where people aren't just angry and spewing vitriol online. And in September, I'm guilty of it. I've been pretty negative lately. I'm guilty of it. But in September, they're going to finally have a chance to move forward from that and show us what they're capable of with a new thing.
Yes.
And it's going to – I don't think it's just going to be more Destiny 1. I think it's going to be actually new stuff.
Battle Royale. It's here finally.
And to be fair, in May, we are going to get a little bit of a narrative expansion, so we're going to get some storyline there. I did not enjoy the storyline of Curse of Osiris. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to learn more about a Warmind and how they use Sivir to defend themselves and stuff like that. There's so much story-wise there. There's potential there in story. And I hope it works out.
Well, think that's Atheon on the cover image.
I do think that's
right?
it's Atheon's brother. What? We were talking about this off air. Who do you think it is?
This is a cover image on Bungie.
I think it's a new Theon.
It is.
It's a Brotheon.
That's what I was going to say.
Brantheon.
Yes.
I wanted to say Brotheon. Good call.
What if it's a lady?
The bro.
What if it's a lady?
Lady Theon.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, Sheathion.
We all know what happened to Greyjoy. Hopefully it's not. Yeah, anyway, the final topic, TJ, this one's all you, basically. You always talk, you love PvP, so we're going to talk about some of the PvP changes on the way. Specifically, you've been talking a lot of smack about Rumble lately, which I think he is wrong about, for the record.
I am in the minority, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you said you liked eight-person Rumble last week with me, so I'm curious.
Rumble's fun, man.
Sum up the changes.
Okay, so Rumble is now six, and I don't know if this is permanent or if they just listened to community feedback, which for the most part was saying it was too spawny, you know, spawn campy, there's too many people, so they changed it back to six. You've played it or no?
I haven't had a chance yet.
And Watts, have you played it? I think Watts and I have a little bit of a differing opinion here, but I'm playing it on PC, and at least when I played my last couple rounds, a lot of people quit, matches didn't go to time, I only got one super, and I ended up being like, you know, one versus two or three people, so.
That's a few problems. One, you're bad if you're not getting your super.
Oh, there
two,
it is.
The quitting problem is a problem that they're addressing.
Nope.
The quitting problem, no. That is.
No, I know, but I'm just saying for me, like I played, you can see I streamed probably about like three or four times for 7 or 8 hours in a row last week and probably got top two every single time with eight player Rumble. It was very, spawn campy. I have to admit, I was guilty of it. Once you get the power, you go, but at least it felt like you were energetic in the mode. This at six just does not feel
it's
right.
It's too slow and not enough people.
Yeah.
The way you play, you feel pressured to push and you don't like to hide and not hide, not camp, but wait in a section where you know players are going to spawn.
Yeah.
So don't play the way you normally play. You got to adjust your strategy.
You do. The problem is I'm doing that, and even when people are leaving, then it's a matter of the top guy is getting like 15 to 20 kills, and everybody else, if it's like – if there's a gap of 10 kills, nobody's sticking around. So then everybody leaves, and then it turns into a 1v3. So I've experienced that like a half dozen times now.
But you haven't played it, have you?
Yeah, I have.
You did.
Soon they're going to get punished for that. And that's going to fix that
problem. But that's a casual playlist thing, so I don't think you'll get punished unless it's in the competitive. So I don't know how they'll do. But, I mean, I'm interested to see because the reason why there's a lot of people who are against me, so I think I'm in the minority. The vocal
laughing.
I know.
Big
the
monitor,
vocal
it's
majority
great.
Said that they wanted six, and six was going to fix Rumble. So I'm curious, Watts, you know, if you feel like it's better now.
Well, I don't actually think you're in the minority. I've heard a lot of people say – six is boring now. So it's even the same people that were like, make it six. They're like, six is boring. People, it's going to time. It's slow. I haven't had that experience. For me, it's been pretty chaotic, actually. It's usually six people migrating immediately to where the power ammo is and just pure chaos in that one area. And because power ammo is coming up all the time, it's constantly six people in one spot on the map just fighting for power ammo.
It's map dependent,
so
right?
I haven't had that problem so much of it being slow. My biggest issue just about Crucible in general, and that especially in Rumble, is power ammo.
Yeah.
I think it's – in Rumble, it's so determining of who has power ammo. Okay, you win. You manage to hold on to it, you win. You manage to get it early, you're probably going to win.
Yeah.
So I think that's my biggest problem. But six, I found fine. When I played eights, I was just – I kill a guy. He spawns behind me while my health is still recovering.
kills
me. I spawn behind him. And it was just a constant
I think I will say this, though. I feel for Bungie in a sense that they cannot win because this is a change that was done immediately. People like me are a little bit upset. Now other people are kind of going like, well, this is what we wanted. Now we're upset. So it is funny to see how – they implemented something very quickly, which was kind of requested by the community.
Rumble 8, you mean?
Rumble 8 versus 6. They downscaled it because people
The first step was Rumble 8.
Yeah.
Now Rumble 6.
Yeah, because the question was always, oh, Bungie, why did you change it to 8? 6 was fine. Now that they did 8 and you saw it, everybody's like, okay, well, let's change it back. And now it's funny to see
maybe
the back and forth.
Right. But that's what I like about what's happening. I didn't even expect this. I'm really happy that they had an 8 and now it's a 6. This is like limited time mode type stuff that I'm seeing in like Fortnite. That's how I would like to think of it. Like, so let's see if they'll look at the data, they'll listen to us. Maybe they try 8 again.
Yeah.
Make a change with the heavy.
Yep.
I would love to see it, quite frankly. Broken a little longer until we figure it out, as long as we keep breaking it in different ways. It's better than like me who played 8 and I was like, I don't like 8. Right? So let's try some other stuff.
I'm happy to have Rumble back, 6 or 8.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's a fun mode and I'm glad it's in Destiny 2.
Yeah.
That's the final thing I'll say
positivity.
About it. In addition, Iron Banner, one of my favorite modes from Destiny 1, is making a return. They've made a lot of improvements there. You have the ornaments that you can still chase. And, that's 6.
Yes.
Yeah, 6v6, April 17th, 10 a.m.
Yep.
Wait. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a week from Tuesday.
I wrote it all down last week and then they delayed it and I'm like, oh yeah, Iron Banner's now, but not
still not till April 17th.
Yeah.
But that 6v6, I believe it'll be Control. That, yes. I think, I don't know if they said that, I'm guessing, but I would assume they're bringing back the old time.
Control
I'm excited
weeks.
About it. Plus, was there any other changes with, I don't think they're changing the way that you can buy the
not
armor.
The structure
and all that.
Yet.
They already changed that, but at least they'll be 6v6.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see how that plays because I think there's might be the same thing that I'm experiencing with Rumble. There's a bit of a, you know, the team shot thing with four that people still talk about, I think that that might feel different, obviously, with six now. I think people might be spreading out more and there might be a little bit more chaotic. So I think it's going to be a positive change. But
I mean, it just won't work on some maps is the thing. So,
well, I mean, it will.
You can't go to the burnout with a 6v6.
Dude, it, burnout was always 6v6. How are you going to say
in
that?
In the current world? I just can't see it.
Please, Bungie, make Burnout be the first 6v6. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That'd be cool.
Make it be the only map. Just 6v6, exactly. Burnout. Yeah. I played Rift in a private match on Burning Shrine, and oh my gosh, that was, you pretty much, you grab the spark and you're basically there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's always been 6v6, like you said, right? So
yeah, no, it was. It was. I'm worried about the team shotting, that's all. But to be fair, that was the Rumble experience, like, not Rumble, when Burnout launched, when I got put in there with just like too many people.
I loved it.
But I thought it was Rumble.
Oh,
yeah, no, it was Rumble. Rumble. There was just too many people, eight people running around in a small map. And at least for me, it was just brutal.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was awesome.
He likes eights. I'm hoping I like six. I want to try it.
So with the new maps that are going to be introduced with the May 8th update, do you guys think we're going to see a comeback? And if we do, which one do you want to see? Because they did ask what maps we want.
Widow's Court.
Yeah.
Make it happen, Lars.
Yeah. It's funny. We already went over this before.
I know we did, but I'm just bringing it back because it's right around the corner.
What did I choose? I don't remember.
Twilight Gap was mine.
Oh,
what do you got, Watts?
Rusted Lands is my
favorite. That's a fantastic one.
I love Rusted so much.
Wait. I went with Rusted Lands. That's what it was.
Oh, you're not allowed, Watts. I guess because Fran went with it.
No. I was just saying that was what
I also picked. Love Bannerfall. I actually think Bannerfall would fit in so well because they could do it in like our tower that got destroyed. And we could go back to that tower and it's all broken down and on fire and have that be Bannerfall. That would be awesome.
Be very cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
Love it.
Yeah.
I agree. Rusted Lands was one of my favorite Trials maps. And so that's why, you know, even though I don't really like Trials currently, I love that map. So.
Guys, that's everything we had for this week. It's really nice to come on the show and have exciting new things to talk about. It's great to have a new roadmap. Watts, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people see you online?
Well, you can find me tweeting on the Twitters at Miss5000Watts. I stream Monday through Friday at Miss5000Watts, and I also upload on YouTube if you just search for Miss5000Watts.
And you're on DCP. We've had two of you guys on this show.
In a row.
Back to back.
Yeah, in a row. That's having
to
work out.
Yeah, I'm on the DCP podcast as well, which is every Thursday at 6 p.m. live on Twitch.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, thank you guys so much for joining us here. We had an excellent show today. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. But until next time, Guardians out.
There it is.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.